Welcome to the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast. I'm your host, Chip Grimm. I'm with my lovely wife, Candace. We're senior pastors at Collinsville, A Glorious Church in Collinsville. It's Mom's Church, and we'd love to see you sometime. If you don't have a church, come visit us, and at the end of this broadcast, we'll tell you how. But we've been talking about the goodness of God yesterday. God is good.
Yes.
Is he
yes.
good, Candy?
Oh, definitely.
And some people might think, well, Chip, he's better than good. But we did a study on good and got a new revelation. So whenever you hear good, you're going to think differently now.
Yes.
Because the Greek says it's not just an act of goodness or kindness to another person, which you think of all the time when you think, oh, that was good. You're a good person. But it especially means the giver of finances. And whenever the Greek tried to tell you that if you ever see the word good or goodness, think giver. He's a giver.
Yes.
The person's a giver.
Yes.
Well, God gives. He gave his only begotten son. God is a giver. I think about, for it is God that giveth thee the power to receive wealth.
Yes.
He gives. And remember on fear, when Paul was talking to Timothy, God didn't give you the spirit of fear.
Right.
Because what he was trying to tell him was he's a giver and he doesn't give bad, he gives good.
Yes.
James says all gifts are given from the Father above.
Right, right.
He is a giver. So whenever you think good, he's a giver. And some people are thinking, well, why, he's not giving to me.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to find out about that here in a second.
Yes, yes. Well, you know, one of the things we found out with that is that goodness means being good to others, generous, big-hearted, liberal, charitable in your finances. But it also means you are a person who reaches beyond himself to meet the natural needs of others. And definitely, God is the greatest example of that person reaching beyond meet the natural needs. He had to do something to bring us back into his family, into his fold, and he gave us Jesus.
Yes.
He's the biggest giver there ever
That's
is.
That's what he does.
Yeah. That's what he does.
He's a giver.
Yes.
He's not a taker away of her.
No.
Is that even a word or her?
I don't know.
Never heard
that one. Take it away or her.
He is not. He is not a divider. No. I'm just playing around now. He's not a separator. He is a giver.
Yes.
Of all gifts and
all
goodness.
All things good.
So we heard the Greek. Now let's hear the Hebrew. There's a guy named David Barron. Mom, of course, says, Chip, you got to read his books.
Yes.
And I found out later that Brother Copeland, all of these guys have his books. Well, who is this guy? He's a former rabbi who was in training, tops in his class, and he finds Jesus in his training and on his way. Now he has all this knowledge and revelation and insight in Hebrew and also now with Jesus. And so he writes these books. You know, you can find his books online, David Barron, Baron. Here's what he says about it. Watch and listen. Hopefully you're sitting down.
This is good.
He says this, goodness is very frequently attributed to God in the Old Testament. As for instance, Psalm 31:19, oh, how great is thy goodness, which thou hast laid up for them that fear thee. Now that's interesting. Laid up. If I have laid up something for my children, that means I'm going to give it to them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So God has things laid up. What? Goodness, good things.
Right.
So Barron continues and he says this, goodness is that attribute of God whereby he loves to communicate and give to all who can or will receive it.
Mm-hmm.
All good, yea, himself, who is the fullness of good, the creator of all good, not in one way, not in one kind of goodness only, but absolutely without beginning, without limit, without measure, save that whereby without measurement he possesseth and embraceth all excellence, all perfection, all blessedness. God is everything about good.
Yes.
And there is no limit to his goodness.
No, not at all.
But there's people going, well, there must be a limit somewhere. But did you notice it said to all who can or will receive it? Now he continues on and says this. This good, which is limitless,
mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. That's exciting.
Yes.
There's an account there that's limitless. His goodness bestows on all and each, all of his covenant people, according to the capacity of each to receive it.
That's it.
Is there any limit to his giving, save his creature's capacity of receiving, which also is a gift from him. Now remember, for it is God that giveth thee the power to receive wealth, according to the capacity of each to receive it. In other words, the only limit to God's goodness in Chip and Candace's Brim's life is Chip and Candace Brim's capacity to receive.
Yes, that's it.
That's the only limit.
That's it.
I remember when we went to Keith Moore's church, and he was telling a story about, remember when Jesus said, well, they hadn't caught anything all day. He said, throw your nets over on the other side of the boat. He wanted to bless them.
Right.
God's good. That's how good he is. Well, their net, which they threw out, couldn't contain everything.
Right.
So it broke. Yeah. Well, what kind of good is that? Well, it was according to their capacity to receive it.
Yes.
See, it wasn't, and this is what God told Pastor Keith. It wasn't my fault their net was so small.
Right.
Think about it. God, who is so good, wouldn't you know that he, the creator of every fish, would have known how many fish, even up to the last minnow, it would have took to stop? He would have stopped that fish so it wouldn't have broken their nets.
Right.
But he is El Shaddai.
Right.
You can't count the stars. You can't count the sand. You can't count the fish. You can't count the fly. He's more than enough. That's why David said, my cup runneth over.
Yeah.
The question is, how big's your cup? How big's your net?
Yeah.
So it's our capacity to receive. His goodness is limitless. Limitless. So from what we've heard in the Greek and the Hebrew, meditate on this, if you will. If God is the giver of all money, gifts, everything good, power, love, sound mind, and James says this, every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, no changing, neither shadow of turning. Think about it. There is no shadow. He is light.
Right.
There can't be a shadow on somebody who is light. He doesn't have light. He doesn't have love. He is love.
Right.
Well, it's the same way with goodness. He doesn't have. He is goodness.
Yes.
And there's no limit to him or his goodness. The Bible even says this, Candy. His name was a gift. His grace and faith are gifts.
Yes.
Ephesians 2:8 says, for by grace are ye saved through faith. Now watch this, people. You need to finish the rest of it. And that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God. These are gifts. So he gives us. Grace is a gift.
Right. Yes.
And it's like it's there, but it's your capacity to receive this grace.
Right.
Faith is a gift. Remember, he gives everybody a measure of faith. Mm-hmm. And he doesn't give everybody a huge measure, because that would be like giving children a loaded gun. But he gives you this gift of faith. Now increase it. Go from faith to faith.
From glory to glory.
So it's our capacity to get in the Word and increase it. These are gifts. No wonder Jethro said this. Now, who? Jethro, not in the Beverly Hillbillies. I'm talking about in the Bible, Exodus 18. And Jethro rejoiced for all the goodness which the Lord had done to Israel, whom he delivered out of the hand of... Mm-mm. He was so good. He delivered them rich. He delivered them, healthy, not a feeble one among them. And all these were gifts. And no wonder David said, Candy, have you ever read the scripture? I wonder if anybody out there has ever read the scripture of Psalm 23, or that whole chapter.
Oh, yeah.
Have you ever read that one?
Yes, live in that one.
Okay, let me reread it to you. Now that you know what goodness is. Mm-hmm. God, listen, David knew that God was a giver.
Yes.
David had no problem with his limit of goodness. Now watch this. He says this. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. What were we talking about? Lack.
Lack.
I'm not going to lack in 2018. That's what David was saying.
Yeah.
Whatever year it was. And guess what? Whoever's listening, we're not going to lack in 2018.
Right.
We're not going to do it, because God has laid it up and it's for us. It's a gift. He's the giver of gifts, and we're going to increase our capacity to receive.
Yes.
He says, He maketh me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For Thou, He's with me. His rod and staff comfort me. And He prepares a table before me in the presence of my enemies. And He anoints my head with oil. And my cup runneth over. I bet his cup wasn't very small.
No.
Now think about, now watch this, guys. Verse 6. Surely goodness. Goodness. That's a gift. That's the giver. All the goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. I got a question. Can goodness follow you all the days of your life?
Yes.
Do you believe that?
Oh, yes. It's in the Word.
But it's what? According to the capacity to receive. Mm-hmm. So we're going to increase that. Now, here's how the Lord showed it to me. Are y'all ready? If you've ever heard of iPhone, I don't even know if I can say it on the air, but I've got an iPhone, and Apple came up with this iCloud.
Mm-hmm.
You can store everything in this invisible iCloud. Well, everybody at first was like skeptic of it, and then they started using it. God has a G cloud. Now, I want you to think of this cloud above you. Everybody just imagine with me. As far as you can see to the left, as far as you can see to the right, there's no limit. And in this cloud, this God cloud, the G cloud, is grace.
Right.
And in this cloud is goodness.
Yes.
And in this cloud are gifts.
Yes.
And they've been laid up for those. And now we have access to this cloud with a pipe. And that pipe comes down from the cloud, and that pipe is faith. Now we want that pipe to grow, because the bigger that pipe gets in this cloud of goodness from the Father of gifts who's above, the more goodness and gifts we receive.
Right.
But it's our job to increase the capacity
to receive.
So we increase our faith by getting in the Word and what we say, right? We don't want a coffee straw for our pipe.
No.
But we should be thankful for the pipe we have.
Yes.
I think about, if you can just imagine me, my arms around this pipe going, thank you for faith. It was a gift.
Yeah. Do you remember Pastor Keith preaching that you increase your capacity to receive? He also talked about that as you continue to praise God and you do that, then you increase your pipe. We're calling it a pipe.
Yeah.
You increase your net.
Right.
You enlarge your cup. You know, when you praise God for what you have.
Be thankful.
Yes. You may be at the little straw right now, the coffee straw, but as you continue to increase your capacity to receive, believe God that you can receive, and you praise Him for those things you do have in your life and that you have in covenant, then you increase that from the straw to the pipe to the bigger straw, you know, from glory to glory, from faith to faith.
So that's what we got to do, and that's what we got to learn, is to learn how to increase our capacity to receive. So tune in with us tomorrow for sure on that, and that's what we're going to go over. But now we have learned that there is this good God with all these gifts and all these things, and we're going to learn how to receive. We want to thank you for listening to the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast with Candace and I. And if you would like to know more about our church, call us at 918-371-4589 or go on our web, www.aglorious.church. We also have a great youth rally that if you want to know anything about, it's C4C. We have it in Branson. It's in July. We've had speakers. We've had Keith Moore. We have Billy Brim every year, Jerry Savelle last year. We have great speakers, and then we have a whole long week in Branson. We go to, and we have a lot of fun as well. We go to Silver Dollar City and stay a week there. It's the best youth camp ever. And if you want to know more about that, our web is www.championsforchrist.org. This is Chip Brim. Remember, champions stay strong.